225-5351. Go Tigers.
Wake up.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I don't know what that is, but that got me fired up. Good stuff. Great music there. Find out who that is. Keep me right here on a Friday.
That is Chris Stapleton, my man.
Oh, that's my guy. That's my guy. I like that one. Hey, if you're looking for a place to get ready for football season and got to look your best on what should be a really hot day tomorrow, get some of that lettuce taken out of your bowl. Go over to Roosters. Let them clean you up a little bit. A little straight razor shave on the back of the neck. Get it off your neckline there and cool down tomorrow. Stop by the Roosters today off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. They'd love to see you. Men, this is a men's barbershop. Get the men in there looking, looking all dapper, smelling good and feeling good. Get the express, man. It's Football Friday. Take the rest of the day off. Go head on over there and let them take care of you at Roosters. It's RoostersMGC.com. Our great friends over at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. It is 8:05 on a Friday, and we do it every single week. And this time from Jinx Inc. Realty, our Jinx Inc. Realty Outdoor Hunting and Fishing Report, our good friend Tyler Vissen joins us. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mickey. Hope you guys are doing well this morning.
We are doing fantastic. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. We're going to get into later in the segment. We're going to talk about food and human food, not just food for, food for food plots or anything like that. And you guys got a really cool thing coming up in the next couple of weeks. But give us an idea of new rules for youth hunts prior to the season, and what do we need to know about taking our youth out this year?
Yeah, so we had some new legislation that was passed this year that is basically opening another youth hunt prior to the season. And so we're up in Game Zone 1 and 2 up here in the upstate. Game Zone 3 and 4 in the low country already had their prior youth hunt day to the opening season, August 8th. And so it's coming up for us in the upstate August 8th in Game Zone 2 and September 8th in Game Zone 2. And September 29th in Game Zone 1. And so that's just another opportunity for the youth to get out and enjoy a day and, have the parents focus on them and teach them how to hunt responsibly and that sort of thing and get them into the tradition of hunting and passing down, some of those family legacies that take place during the hunting season. So we're really excited about that. Again, it's just another good way for the youth to get involved in hunting. The good news is, licenses and tags are waived, so basically, each youth is allowed one antlered deer on that day, and there's no weapon restrictions. They can rifle hunt, bow hunt, pretty much anything they're comfortable with. So, looking forward to that coming up next weekend for Game Zone 2, and again, September 29th for Game Zone 1.
I love how you guys get the youth involved. Obviously, it perpetuates your sport and the conservation of your sport. So I love how you guys do that. What do we need to know, speaking of hunting, what do we need to know about the seed mixes and for food plots?
Yeah, so we're just figured out our seed mixes for the year. Basically, we got a couple seed mixes going in. So a few properties, I'm putting down a late August, early September mix that's going to be good for early bow season, and that's going to be a mix of soybeans, iron and clay peas, and buck oats. And what that'll do is that'll germinate within the next couple 3 weeks as long as we get rain, and then that first week or two of bow season you're going to have a nice food plot to hunt over. Now for the later season, we look to have a good food plot around November, December, when the deer are moving back into the food plots and there's not as much forage in the woods. And so for those food plots, we're doing a combination of buck oats, wheat, Austrian winter peas, and clover, and then mixing in some brassicas like turnips and radishes, sweet beets, and rape and kale, just to give them a little bit of diversity and a little bit more protein and some different food sources throughout the later part of the season. So we're really excited about that. The bad news for us is I tried to go down and plow a property yesterday, and with this dry weather we're having and the lack of rain and the lack of a good tropical system that usually comes through this time, plowing just wasn't happening yesterday. So we're going to try to do a new no-till implementation of how we're going to plant our food plots, which the QDMA speaks very highly of. And so basically we have everything bush hogged, everything sprayed, and we have a no-till planter that basically discs the ground very lightly, places the seed, and then has a cultipacker that runs behind it that will get you a good food plot come later season in November and December. So we're really excited about that, trying a couple new things. It has been done before, so it's not completely new to us, but just something we have to deal with Mother Nature kind of staying dry for right now.
Well, and I know folks should find out more about how you can come take care of that for you, JIRland.com. I'll ask you about that in a second. Here's something I think is really cool. I've been talking to Jinx. You know, we love charities here and helping out local charities here. And you guys have a little trouble brewing at the office between John Stillwell and Elizabeth Johnson and a couple of their chicken bogs and a couple of chicken recipes going on here. I think this is awesome. Tyler, you've got a big event coming up, I guess, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there's no doubt there is a storm brewing. I think we hear some banter back and forth just about every day between Elizabeth and John Stillwell. But we're having fun with it. And, yeah, coming up in a couple weeks, September 14th is the date. They're going to be doing a Perlo versus Chicken Bog cook-off. And so they're each going to cook their recipe that morning. And then everyone is welcome to come by. We're going to have a taste testing and a vote between 12 and 1 o'clock on Friday, September 14th. And so, you know, during your lunch hour or whatever it is, everyone's welcome to come by, try the chicken bog, try the Perlo, cast your vote. And the winner is going to have $250 donated from Jenkins Realty to the charity of their choosing. So it's a good way to get, you know, some people in the community involved. And again, it's also really good that we're reaching out to some of these charities that we're passionate about. So it's a really good cause, and I think everyone will come out and enjoy it. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of land and food plots when you come out and see us. So we're really excited about that as well.
Yep, 959 Malden Road, 2 weeks from today. Get some great food over there for free. Help out a charity. That's going to be really cool. And maybe what we'll try to do maybe is talk Elizabeth or to John into giving us a recipe. Maybe we might sell that off to charity too, see if we can raise some more money for that. That's pretty cool.
That would come for a very high price, I think.
That's all right. For enough charity, man, we're charitable people here. I think that's cool. So,
that's
again,
right.
959 Malden Road, 2 weeks from today at lunchtime. Stop by and for free and get this, and let's help out some great causes. Hey, Tyler, finally, Jinx Inc. Realty. I know JRland.com. I was on it last night, and I love the sliding scale stuff. I love all the new properties, man. You guys are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, very user-friendly website. We have a few new properties hitting the market here shortly. We had another one come back on the market this week up in Westminster. It's a great recreational track close to Clemson if anyone is looking for that recreational track about 20 or 30 minutes out. So, we have a lot of great listings out there right now. Deer season coming up, so I know people are kind of wanting to, you know, maybe branch out and look for a property on their own. But we have a lot of great listings to take a look at. You can take a look at our website at www.jirland.com. Again, very user-friendly. If you have any questions about the listings or want to set up a showing, you can give us a call at 864-631-2770, and we'll help in any way that we can.
I love it, man. Thanks a lot, Tyler. Looking forward to seeing you guys. Can't wait to see you soon. And we'll talk next week about the September 14th day in 2 weeks from today. Have a great weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, that's our good friend Tyler Visson from Jinx Inc. Realty. Hey, Mr. Or24, how you doing over there?
Not bad, buddy. How about yourself?
Good. You know, because we had three straight guests, and I miss you during our guests, but I got to get you back involved, and I want to do it in a big way. Can you think of any big way to get you back more involved than Biggie himself?
Oh, no. That's fantastic. Yeah.
All right, buddy. For the folks that just joined us for football season, you know, we got a lot of people in town for the first time in a while now, and they might not really know. Let me know, my friend, if there is a huge game we're going to talk about in these biggie games of the week. Let me know of the highest interest. What's this going to sound like when you've got that game that you're just jumping out of skin, can't wait to see? My friend, that you know, you have medium interest. You're going to watch. No, not all the interest, but you're going to watch. All right, finally one you're going to keep up with Twitter, maybe check out the score, watch on a crawl, and just kind of have a little light interest in. And then finally, for the game you don't have any interest in. I love it, the biggie games of the week. I'm going to start out and I'm going to throw you a curveball. How about Tiger Woods back at it today? Boston, not between now and Labor Day, four straight rounds, the PGA Tour playoffs, TPC Boston. Really?
Really, really.
I like it that you kind of got involved that little bit. Major League Baseball season winding down. Got some big series this weekend. All right.
I'm not, like that little ask bit. Me about the Andrew McCutchen trade, though.
Andrew McCutchen going to the New York Yankees? Oh, come on, man.
If
veteran.
This means that Aaron Judge is going to miss the rest of the season, I am distraught.
No, distraught. Veteran bat. Pinch hitting veteran bat. Still maybe a good defensive player out there. U.S. Open women's, U.S. Open men's and women's tennis this weekend. Watch a little bit of that. Too early for me. I might watch next weekend a little bit. All right, my friend. Let's jump right into it. Oh, by the way, how about Ronaldo versus Man U in the Champions League coming up down the road a little bit? All right. Oh, no interest in that. All right, here we go. As far as tonight goes, I have some games quickly for you. CBS Sports, 6 o'clock tonight, Syracuse, Western Michigan. What? Clemson, future Clemson opponent. Clemson trying to enact a little revenge on Syracuse later on. 7 o'clock tonight, ESPNU. Roy Philpott has an Army at Duke. Big Ten Network, Utah State at national champion contender Michigan State? Question mark? 9 o'clock tonight, Fox Sports 1, San Diego State at Stanford. 9 o'clock tonight, ESPN, top 5 Wisconsin hosting Western Kentucky. I'm going to tell you this one, Zach Orr, Mr. 24. Watch this one tonight. 9:30 tonight, CBS Sports Network. Watch this one. Colorado and Colorado State don't like each other. This thing gets nasty. Colorado, Colorado State.
I love a little nasty.
It's going to get nasty. I can't do the, I got a delay, so I can't do the biggie. Baby.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Was that close?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tomorrow, noon. A chicken fight down in Columbia. The Chanticleers and the Gamecocks. SEC Network. I know you like this one. Noon tomorrow. These are nooners. Mm-hmm. Fox tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin's going to play Oklahoma this weekend.
Hey, go Owls.
Who? Who? You know, also, there's another Owl game on tomorrow. Houston at Rice, the Battle of Houston, noon, CBS Sports Network. Who? ESPNU, noon tomorrow, James Madison, NC State. I'm with you. Big Ten Network, noon tomorrow, Kent State, Illinois. Yeah. Hey, noon tomorrow, Landover, Maryland, noon, Fox Sports 1, Maryland and Texas.
No.
Really? Maryland's in shambles right now.
Oh, man, it's not good.
The ESPN Nooner game, Ole Miss, Texas Tech from Houston.
I'm actually kind of intrigued to see what Ole Miss's offense looks like this year.
Me too. I love A.J. Brown. I'm going to be doing a show from Houston next Friday, as a matter of fact. Oregon State, Ohio State, noon, ABC. Urban Meyer won't be there. Will you be there watching it?
No, I won't.
Southern at TCU, Fox Sports 1, Texas Tech Rutgers, Big Ten Network.
Don't you skim over Texas Tech Rutgers.
Texas State Rutgers.
Yeah. Rutgers is like a 21-point favorite.
Great basketball game tomorrow, Villanova Temple. Rutgers has never been a 21-point favorite in their life. 12:30, Alcorn State at Georgia Tech, future Clemson opponent. Future Clemson opponent, ACC Network as well. New 1 o'clock, UMass Boston College.
No.
You don't like – all right, I got 3:30 games. You like 3:30.
Give me a good game, man. Come on.
App State trying to do it for the first time in 11 years at Penn State, Big Ten Network.
Interesting game.
Keep an eye on that one. Nah. 3:30 ABC, Auburn and Washington in Atlanta in the Mercedes Dome. What numbers to dial? You going to be here for a while. I'm going to call my call Austin Peay, Georgia, 3:30 ESPN. Kirby, 3.0. No interest in that one. Central Michigan, Kentucky, 3:30 ESPNU. I thought you were a Cats guy. I know you like this one. CBS tomorrow, 3:30 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tennessee at West Virginia. A few
Will Greer, my man.
I like this game right here. You might not. 4 o'clock tomorrow. I don't normally watch Eastern Illinois football, but they're playing Arkansas. Chad Morris' first game with the Hogs.
A little love for the former Clemson OC.
I like it. 4 o'clock tomorrow, Fox. North Carolina goes out and plays Cal.
I don't care about that game.
UT Martin of Missouri. SEC Network, 4 o'clock. Boise State, Troy. Delaware State, Buffalo. North Carolina State, East Carolina. Hey, John Height likes East Carolina tomorrow. That's
interesting. A little ECU love for Johnny Height.
Six UCLA players won't be there. They're being suspended, but at 7 o'clock tomorrow, ESPN, Cincinnati, and Chip Kelly's debut with UCLA.
Very intriguing.
I agree. Grand Louisiana Lafayette, ESPN Extra tomorrow, 7 o'clock. No. Indiana, Florida International, 7 CBS Sports. No. I'm off Indiana's bandwagon. SEC Network, Charleston Southern at Florida. Dan Mullen debut down in the swamp. No. All right. I'll get to it. I know you've been waiting on it. 7:30 NBC, a rare NBC night game. Michigan at Notre Dame. To all the ladies in the place, which I like it. The battle for Nashville tomorrow, 7 o'clock, SEC Network, Middle Tennessee State and Vanderbilt, riding, fighting Rick Stockstill's.
Man, how are we going to go from that to
I'm sorry.
Yikes.
Fox at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Akron at Nebraska. Scott Frost debut.
Make Nebraska great again. Let's go.
You like Nebraska.
I'm a Nebraska guy.
You like Nebraska, but don't like Penn State. I thought they were the same program forever.
I hate Penn State.
8 o'clock ABC, Alabama and Louisville from Orlando, Florida.
It's going to be a bloodbath. I can't wait.
I agree. 10:30. You going to be up at 10:30? Watch a little Texas San Antonio, Arizona State, Fox Sports 1, 10:30.
You see how it's quiet right now from the music?
Yeah.
That's what I'll be doing. I'll be sleeping. It'll be quiet.
BYU, Arizona, 10:45 ESPN. Hey, at least Navy gets to take the ship out this week. They take a boat out to Hawaii. 11 o'clock CBS Sports Network. Will you stay up and watch the midshipmen? Do you have any pride in our country at all? Are you a patriot at all?
Go Army, sink Navy.
All right, final one for you.
Yep.
12:20 tomorrow.
Yep.
Got a little ACC Network for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got a little Purple Foul that's coming to town tomorrow. I got a Clemson Tigers number 2 team in the country.
Woo!
Little Trevor Lawrence tomorrow. Little Justin Ross.
Little Xavier Thomas tomorrow.
BT Potter's going to kick it over the rock tomorrow. Oh, man. I've got a good feeling Xavier Thomas is going to decapitate somebody tomorrow.
Woo! I named a helicopter to do it again. Let's go.
Oh, man. Trevor Lawrence wins the Heisman Trophy tomorrow.
Heisman frontrunner, Trevor Lawrence.
Close the book on it. 59 watch for Trevor Lawrence tomorrow. Oh, man. Let me give you one more in here, right? Ready?
Yeah, what you got?
I was going to try to do baby.
Oh, no, no. I can't have it. You were way behind on it. I wanted to make it feel good before, but you missed it by a mile.
Crushed it. All right, we'll come back. We'll take phone calls. I haven't done any Twitter today. Get your tweets in this segment. Get your, if you have any, if Zach can read any of your health there text lines, get those in as well. 654-ROAR is our Northern Communication phone line. Or text line 986-1566, health care text line on Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Hey, my friends at Katichi, we talked our outdoor segment with Jinx Inc. Realty. There's nothing finer than going over to Katichi, and when you play golf, you see more deer than golfers. You see all kinds of turkey, you see foxes, and you see, you don't see any coyotes over there. You just get to see all kinds of rabbits and skunks and squirrels. I don't know. This is a great outdoors life over there, man. It's good to see an Audubon Society. They've got beekeeping kind of territory they have over there where the bees are pollination going on everywhere. There's just a lot going on, and it's a beautiful outdoor scene. Check the folks out at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Clemson fans, if you know Georgia fans looking for a place to stay this weekend or coming up in a couple of weeks, when you come back home, it's a great folks at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. The Hartwell, Georgia, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been over at Katichi. A break will come back. Phone calls, text, tweets, open phone lines right after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot. And it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Labor Day weekend is here, and the Mattress Outlet wants to celebrate by offering you savings. Our Labor Day mattress sale will start August 31st and run through September 4th. Stop by to see our special pricing and save on a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress. Free box spring included for full, queen, and king sizes. August 31st through September 4th, the Labor Day sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located right off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
This is Walt Deptula for HealthThere. HealthThere isn't a weight loss program. It's a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you better from the inside out. Your body is filled with visceral fat inside, nasty, yellowy stuff that clings to your internal organs, which leads to blood pressure problems, diabetes, CPAP machines, gout, others. HealthThere can help you reverse the symptoms of these conditions in as little as 30 days. In 90 days, you'll be on your way to being completely well. HealthThere will provide you a nutritionist as soon as you sign up. That's HealthThere, 877-432-7363, 877-432-7363, or online at healththeregreenville.com. That's the healththeregreenville.com. What are you waiting for? Your health depends on it.
Book your initial consultation with the HealthThere today. Go to idaregreenville.com.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you have to know and trust for 17 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan will want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2018 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Clemson's Steel Curtain at Walmart, Bilo, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Circle K, Dollar General, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me.
Man, you're spinning them this morning, buddy. When I heard that, that got me in a good mood too, buddy. You know what you're doing to me over there. Get me all fired up for football season.
It is solid orange Friday, folks, and we are excited about it.
I have one thing to say to you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's the best. You're the best. Oh, man, got me cracked up this morning. I love it. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the new condo resort under development right here at Lake Hartwell. You heard Leighton Cummings come by the show the other day and tell us all about it. They're moving dirt. They got things in the ground. Everything's going great. Hey, they're selling these, and they're selling them really, really, really fast. There's a studio. There's a two-bedroom, and there's a three-bedroom. And these are condo hotels. On the days you don't use them, you can rent them out. Full lobby, full-service food service, pool, hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting spaces, fitness facility. They've got a small-scale football field to enjoy on game days and tailgating. You're going to love it. It's on the lake. It's right across from Death Valley. It's got a beautiful scene there. Go by and see the great folks. Their office is right off of 123 right there in Tiger Plaza. Go by and see them. You're going to love it. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more. So LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Oh, man. Can you tell we're giddy? You know what's interesting? For about 10 months a year, I'd rather hear Dabo Swinney talk about Clemson football than almost anything else in the world.
Yep.
But I'm so burned out on fatigue of talking season.
Sure.
I'd rather hear Ray Charles say, well, than that was when we talk about Trevor Lawrence and Kelly Bryant. Oh, man. It's Friday. It's College Football Friday. Welcome back, man. Glad to have you with us.
I got a headache from laughing for it.
Hey, you got water over there today?
I do have some water. Thanks to our friends, Ben Milstead here. But if I needed it, I'm sure Felicia would be right over here because she's a wonderful person.
Unbelievable person. I didn't get a chance to buy her anything with her breakfast this morning, but we probably should have done that. Man, we've got we had a huge crowd here. You can probably hear it. Could you hear it, Zach, through just how big the crowd was here earlier today? Getting all excited about Tiger football. We had a huge crowd as far as that goes. The only injury report I have so far, let me check my emails. I don't have any Clemson injury news and notes so far. They'll release those a little bit later today. Stay tuned for that. I don't expect anything major. You know, James Skalski, they're going to try to redshirt. Maybe they'll play tomorrow. I doubt they're playing tomorrow, but maybe, you know, redshirt him. At last check on the injury front, Dabo said that Mylon Richard and that Mark Fields should be ready to go tomorrow. The new injury in Columbia is Mon Denson, one of the four listed starting tailbacks at South Carolina. They have four guys as oars there. That Mon Denson is questionable. He has a hamstring injury. So little situation there with his hamstring. We'll see what comes out of that. Josh Belk's eligible. I'm a little surprised by that. And I know that the Clemson fans, I know some are upset about it. Some Gamecock fans are ecstatic about it. And you know what? You know, good for him. Let him play. We'll see there. But and I'm not sure how much he's going to play because of his condition and shape. I just hope that apparently now you can go wherever you want to go and all that. I don't like this press that you don't have to pay a little bit of a penalty for. You can just go and transfer for any reason now and let guys play. That's disturbing because a team can get caught. You can get caught from all your planning and things. The rug can be pulled out from underneath you. Our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Green Thumb checks in with us on a College Football Friday from Chick-fil-A. Good morning, Green Thumb. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, man. How you fellas doing?
We are blessed. We're having a good time. We're giddy because football's here, and we're like little schoolgirl children around here getting ready for football.
I know the feeling, brother. Hey, I got a question thrown at me yesterday, and I want to kind of get y'all's feelings and feedback and hear your answer on it. Is I was talking to a Carolina fan yesterday, and of course he was like, "Well, you guys got a gravy schedule this year, yak yak yak," and he was like, "Well, how do you think you would do if you played our schedule?" And you know, kind of went back and forth. So my question to you is how do you feel like Clemson would do playing South Carolina's schedule and South Carolina playing Clemson's schedule? And then I also want to throw in the Georgia schedule, like if Clemson had to play Georgia's schedule.
I think Clemson would do very well against all those. I think Georgia would do very well against all those. And I think South Carolina would do about the same. I don't think there's a whole ton of difference between our schedules. I can tell you this. The source that we trust with more than anything else is the Phil Steele magazine. And he rates schedules in the preseason every single year. And he has Clemson as the 43rd most difficult schedule, South Carolina as the 51st most difficult schedule, and Georgia as the 55th most difficult schedule coming in. And I'll go over all those games, Green Thumb. I appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll go over those if we can right now. Thanks, man. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Bye.
Zach, Clemson playing Georgia's schedule. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Win game. Austin Peay.
W.
At South Carolina.
George W.
Middle Tennessee State.
Another win.
At Missouri.
Win.
Tennessee.
I think they win that game.
Vanderbilt.
They can win that game.
At LSU.
They would win that game.
Florida and Jacksonville.
It's a common theme here.
At Kentucky.
Another win.
Auburn at home.
At home?
Yeah.
Win.
UMass.
Win.
Georgia Tech.
Win.
All right. Clemson with South Carolina schedule. You ready?
How about I tell you when there's going to be a loss?
Okay. We have a delay now.
Mm-hmm.
Coastal Carolina. I'm waiting just in case you say it's a loss because we have a delay. Georgia at home. Marshall at Vanderbilt. At Kentucky. Missouri. Texas A&M. Tennessee. At Ole Miss. At Florida. Chattanooga. And then at Clemson, which would be at South Carolina.
Inter-squad scrimmage.
Right. No, you know. I didn't hear any losses in there.
No, they would go undefeated in that schedule.
Okay.
They should, at least.
Right. And, again, the Phil still has Clemson's schedule ranked ahead of Georgia and South Carolina. Did he want South Carolina's schedule against Clemson? Did he want that as well?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and give it to him then if that's what he wants.
Well, they ought to.
Furman?
They would beat Furman.
At A&M?
I think they lose at A&M.
Georgia Southern?
They beat Georgia Southern.
At Georgia Tech?
They can beat Georgia Tech.
Syracuse?
Win.
At Wake Forest?
Win. Wake Forest looked terrible last night.
NC State at home?
Loss.
Really? At Florida State?
Loss.
I agree with that. Louisville at home?
Win.
At Boston College?
Loss.
Duke?
Win.
And then Clemson, you got to get them a loss in that one.
Sure.
You say 7-5, I go 8-4. We have the same exact records. I don't think there's a ton of difference. Now, let me say this. When South Carolina joined the SEC back in the early 90s, and when you had to play Philip Fulmer's Tennessee squad, and you had to play, you know, Georgia's good now, but you had to play Steve Spurrier's Florida squad, and in many of those years, you play, if you're South Carolina, you play Texas A&M every year. And now, you know, with that one, and some of those years, you know, going to Florida would be a pit. Hosting Georgia was, you know, still good there. But, you know, Tennessee at home, that'd be a loss in a lot of those years. It's not the case anymore. I mean, quite frankly, I've said this many times now on the show, but quite frankly, the T is still on the helmet. They still run through the T. It's still Rocky Top. But let's face it, Tennessee is 62-63 in the last 10 years. Tennessee has not won more than 9 games in any of the last 10 years. Tennessee has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tennessee has 6 losing seasons in the last 10 years. Tennessee in conference is 26-54 in the last 10 years. You know, Florida, quite frankly, Florida has just been atrocious. Florida's had 4-win seasons in 2 of the last 5 years. They won 4 games. That Florida's just not, you know, Florida away from home and neutral sites just haven't been very good. Not been very good in the swamp either. Florida hadn't been nationally relevant in quite some time. So, you know, normally you say, yeah. But no Gamecock fan, no Georgia fan can point out schedule. Not in the last couple of years and not in this year. And, again, just to understand where the schedules are, let me give you some schedules that are ranked ahead of the SEC schedules this year. With South Carolina at 51 and with Georgia at 55. Again, Clemson has a more difficult schedule at 43. But Louisville has a more difficult schedule. Virginia has a more difficult schedule. Oklahoma State, NC State. Indiana has a more difficult schedule, according to Phil Steele's magazine. Wake Forest, Minnesota, Boston College, Syracuse, Baylor. Utah has a more difficult schedule. Kansas, Kansas State, TCU, Duke, Iowa State, Georgia Tech, Northwestern, Rutgers, Maryland. All these people have more difficult schedules than those SEC East schedules this year. It's just the SEC East has been an abomination, and as a result, Louisville has had its way with Kentucky. Clemson has had its way with South Carolina. Florida State has had its way with Florida, and Georgia Tech has more than held its own in recent years against Georgia. So, in most years, you know what? You're right. Not here as of late, and really, I'm not sure in the near future. We'll have to see what these new coaches look like there. All right, we're going to take our final break. We're going to come back. Love to hear from you in the final segment of the show. Our telephone number 654-ROAR, our Northern Communication phone lines. You can send a text in on our HealthCare text line 986-1566 on Twitter at Mickey Potter at Mr. Orr 24. Final segment from Chick-fil-A of Clemson after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greenville at BHP. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
The countdown is on. One more day till Clemson football.
Clemson, for the 4th year in a row, has won the state rivalry game as they come to Columbia and shellack the Gamecocks 34-10.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Potter here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
It's auction time. Saturday, September 8th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Anderson, South Carolina at 115 Old Denver Road, selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and so much more. A preview will be Friday, September 7th from noon until 5 p.m. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Anderson on Saturday, September 8th. Go Tigers!
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play, Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mall.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Labor Day means fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliances, like the LG stainless steel gas range, a special buy now at just $648, over $250 off. If you're about to get busy with fall fun, family and traditions, you could use some help in the kitchen. Labor Day savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through September 12th.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There's something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Man, had a nice crowd out here today. I always enjoy seeing the great folks. And all the great friends. Hal's here, man. Always enjoy seeing everybody out on a Chick-fil-A Friday. Hey, I want to tell you about our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. And, you know, one of the things that I've been on men's golf trips before and the fellas and the boys trip on golf trips before. And let me just tell you what this looks like at Palmetto Dunes. You park your car and you don't move it. and they take care of your clubs for you. They take care of everything for you. They have three golf courses. You know, I don't like golf trips that you play the same golf course over and over and over. The Jones course is different than the Hills course, is different from the Fazio course. I like the fact that, you know, I don't want to get in traffic and stuck and driving all over the place and who's riding with who and piling in the cars and get sweaty, stinky socks and shoes in the back. And you don't want to do that. Look, at Palmetto Dunes, you stay there. You play there. They take care of everything. Your club's there. They really excel in the large groups. So let the friends at Palmetto take care of your fall golf group. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. There's some discounts for fall for bigger groups out there as well. Today, the Dell Championships going on in Norton, Massachusetts, at the TPC Boston, I think it is. And they've got the second round of the PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoffs and already underway. Local guy who has some local interest here, some local property here, Stuart Sinks, 1-under through 2. He comes in at number 65 in the FedEx Cup points. Dustin Johnson starts out at number 2 on the list. He scores at 9:03 a.m. off number 10. Kevin Kisner, you know, got to get him in here. 44th starting today. He goes at 1:04 p.m. And Kyle Stanley, former Clemson player, he starts out 21st as Kyle Stanley makes his way at 1:40 off of number 10 today. Oh, by the way, Tiger Woods, 8:51. He starts out number 25 on the starting today on the FedEx Cup and second round of the PGA Tour playoffs going on now. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Get in touch with them. It's Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes.com. Mr. Orr 24, did you say you had a call maybe or not on there for us?
Knowles fan is on hold, wants to talk some Florida State football
right.
with you, if that's all
you,
right.
You told me that, man. I just missed my slipped my mind there. Hey, good morning, Knowles fan. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, thank you for letting me get in this morning.
Well, glad to have you with us.
Yes, sir, man. It's here. It's finally time. Football is here.
Yeah, and you guys got to be pretty excited, man. You got a quarterback battle going on down there, and you got a new coach, a new staff. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to expect from Florida State. I think there's a lot of question marks, but coming off of a bad season, I know you guys are probably just ready to get back started again.
Yes, sir, man. It was a long year last year to watch the team fall apart after it did, especially after that Bama game. I think everybody just seen the team just kind of go downhill after that, but I'm very excited. You know, all new coaches, new offensive line coaches, a big deal, you know, for us because obviously we haven't been able to block anybody for the past few years, it seems like. And very excited to see what's there. I think that's where all the eyes will be right there. I mean, I think we have pieces around it. Some exciting news as a Florida State fan, and I think you're going to see some freshman wide receivers play, and that's not something you've seen, well, especially under the Jimbo era, really. So very excited for that. We actually have some freshman starters. So, I mean, you're going to see some freshmen play right out of the gate. And, I mean, I think that's something we need. We haven't had a good receiver. I mean, we had Benjamin. We had Rashad Green. But we should always have explosive receivers at Florida State. I think you would agree with that.
Yeah, I've mentioned that many times. Yeah. It's like I grew up in those Tamarck Vanover days. I grew up in those Amp Lee and those Cooper days and seeing those guys just dominate on the edge. And you hadn't had that, man. Like I said, you had a couple in there. But I think that's probably the offensive line, maybe a little bit of quarterback at times. But the wide receivers, they in recent years, you hadn't had the core, the wide receiver core like you've had back in those old days.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I tell you, it's going to take time. We have some pieces coming in this year. I think we have some good players. But I think – over time with Willie Taggart being there, I mean the recruits are coming in. I mean, you pay attention to recruiting, I'm sure, so you see. I mean we're up there competing for the best of them again, so the recruits are coming in. But talk about the Virginia Tech game, I got a couple thoughts on it. I think Virginia Tech's not going to be a really good team this year. I mean, they lost a lot of pieces, especially over the offseason. I mean, basically have to replace their whole defense. So the way I look at it is, if Florida State should be able to take care of Virginia Tech if they're going to be a good football team this year. You know, not a lot of sacks, you know, maybe what, under 3, under 4, I think is reasonable. You know, you don't want to get Francois hit a lot. I'm excited Francois's back 100%. He's a good quarterback. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. Now, I think if you see, you know, over 4 or 5 sacks and you see again, I think it, you know, we could be in for a long year. What are your thoughts on that kind of deal? I mean,
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think a whole lot of Virginia Tech this year. I think Justin Fuente is going to build a good program there. They're going to be young in a lot of different places. I'd agree with you. Watching that offensive line with a new coach and you know, thinking that DeAndre Francois now especially needs good protection, and that's going to be a big part of what you do offensively. I think your running backs, I like all your running backs. I think that's going to be a big part of taking pressure off of Francois, taking pressure off of the offensive line and more of a balanced deal there. I think your pace of play, you know, you've got an offense that finally looks like a modern offense than what you've had as of late. I think that will help you. I would worry a little bit. You know, you got talent on defense up front. Not sure you had the depth you had like you had in years past. The secondary, you got a lot of talent, young guys, but talent there. I'm worried about your linebacker core a little bit. It doesn't look like the old Marvin Jones and some of those great teams you had in the past.
You're going to see the smaller guys, Mickey. You're actually going to see a freshman start. The Jaden Woodby guy from California, big five-star prospect. You're going to see him start at linebacker. You're going to see, I believe it's Derek Brooks' son. I can't remember his name, something Brooks. But you're going to see him play. He's 210, 215. So you're going to see some smaller guys play at linebacker, actually. And even see a freshman play. So you're right there. We need to build some linebacker depth and stuff. But I think our defensive line's got a little depth on it. We got some good defense ends, good defense tackles, and our secondary is going to play tough. So I don't know. I guess first score prediction. I'd like to see us score at least, 30 points in this game since it's, fast paced offense. Let's say 30-21 Noles. Let's go with the first prediction of the year.
I don't doubt that. That sounds like a good score to me, and it wouldn't be surprised at all. That's about the right spread, about the right score, I think, for Monday night. Should be a lot of fun, man. Hey, good luck to you guys.
Thank you for letting me get in, Mickey. Go on.
All right, buddy. I think we might look back at this thing in, let me back all you up. Mr. Ward 24, do I have you with me now?
Of course, bud.
I love being the guy that tells you what's going to happen and being right. Mm-hmm. I'm not right all the time, but a lot of these times I think that we talk to enough people and we know and we feel pretty good about some stuff. And I like being right about stuff. I don't know about Willie Taggart, though. I'd love to sit here and tell you one way or another, a definitive answer on Willie Taggart. But I don't know that. I can see 5 years from now, the way he recruits and his offensive system, I can see Willie Taggart being very, very successful at Florida State. I can also see a situation where, quite frankly, he's still 47 and 50 overall as a head coach, and he's there's some questions about his in-game adjustments, and maybe he doesn't get the recruits to pay off in player development. I don't know what's going to happen at Florida State in the next 5 years.
What does your gut tell you about Willie Taggart and Florida State?
My gut tells me that they will be good. I'm not sure they will be elite, but I think they're going to be a top 10 to 15 program, maybe 8 to 15 program in the next 5 years. That's my gut. But I don't know that. I don't feel great about telling you that. They can win a national championship the next 5 years. They recruit really well, and he's a great recruiter. On the other side of it, I mean, in-game, you get some in-game people. When you read what the message board said at South Florida and at Oregon, and there was some questionable coaching in there, and player development was a little bit of an issue at times at those places. And he didn't have a whole lot of time at Oregon, but you kind of see some of that out there. So I would lean towards them being back, but not all the way back, if that makes sense.
All right, I like that.
Right. Hey, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes. Brad told me, we're entering our 20th football season this year, Mr. Orr 24.
Mm-hmm.
17 of those Brad Hughes Allstate Insurance agencies have been with us. How about that? Couldn't do it without the guy, man. I love his support. I love who he is. Go by and see my good friend Brad Hughes. We forget someone sports every day. Today I forgive SEC East fan. Retro Clemson sent this in. In 2017, the SEC East was the worst division among Power 5 schools in 2015, part of the Sagarin ratings in USA Today. The almighty East, according to USA Today and Jeff Sagarin, was the worst division in the Power 5 last year. Hey, skip the music, buddy, because we're up against it. What do you have for a two-minute drill for me over there?
Just keeping people updated on the Tigers in the NFL. Unfortunately, last night's final preseason week claimed some victims from the Clemson Tiger family. Ray McLeod and Artavis Scott both picked up some injuries and were taken off the field and left the game early, a knee and an ankle, respectively. Hopefully those guys can make a quick and speedy recovery and contribute to both of those NFL teams, the Bills and Chargers, this season. Let's have a wonderful, wonderful weekend of football this weekend. Looking forward to it and enjoy the game tomorrow.
No doubt about that. My 2-Minute Drill brought to you by ErickNewton, ErickNewton.com for all of your real estate needs.